Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It starts with The Egg, The Science of Egg Quality for Fertility, Miscarriage. And IVF is a non-fiction fertility guide by Rebecca Fett that explains how egg quality influences conception, miscarriage risk, and IVF outcomes. Written for readers who want an evidence-based approach rather than general reassurance. The book argues that egg health is not entirely fixed and that targeted changes can improve reproductive prospects over time. Its focus is on practical biology, how eggs develop, why chromosomal errors happen, and which lifestyle, nutritional, and environmental factors may affect those processes. The third edition expands the original framework with updated research and additional guidance for people facing complex fertility issues, including recurrent miscarriage, diminished ovarian reserve, and IVF preparation. The result is a science-driven manual that translates reproductive research into actionable steps for individuals trying to conceive naturally or with medical assistance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why egg quality matters more than many fertility discussions admit. The book begins by challenging the common assumption that fertility is mainly about timing intercourse or completing IVF correctly. Fett argues that egg quality is a central determinant of whether fertilization leads to a viable embryo and, eventually, a live birth. She places chromosomal normality at the center of this discussion, explaining that many conception failures and miscarriages begin with an egg that does not divide properly during meiosis. This framing matters because it shifts attention from outcome alone to the biological condition of the egg before conception occurs. Rather than treating miscarriage or failed implantation as isolated events, the book presents them as possible downstream results of egg-level problems. That perspective gives readers a clearer model of why age matters but does not fully determine reproductive outcomes. It also explains why interventions aimed at egg health can be relevant both before natural conception and before assisted reproduction. The book's practical value comes from making this biological link understandable without reducing fertility to a single cause. Secondly, mitochondrial support is the book's main biological mechanism. A defining idea in the book is that egg quality can be influenced by supporting mitochondrial function. Fett presents mitochondria as the energy source that powers the difficult process of meiosis and early embryo development. This is more than a technical detail. It explains why some interventions may matter even though eggs are formed long before ovulation. If mitochondrial energy is limited, the risk of chromosomal mistakes during division may rise, which can affect embryo viability. The book uses this mechanism to connect supplements, diet, and age-related decline into one coherent model. Coenzyme Q10 receives particular emphasis because of its role in cellular energy production. Affering, and the book discusses it as one of the most important interventions for women preparing for pregnancy, or IVF. Melatonin and other antioxidants are also presented as part of a broader strategy to reduce oxidative stress. The strength of this section is that it does not treat supplements as isolated remedies. It ties them to a biological process. Readers are therefore invited to think in terms of mechanism, not just product selection. Thirdly, how environmental chemicals can affect reproductive biology. Another major theme is the role of everyday environmental exposures in fertility. Fett discusses chemicals such as BPA and phthalates as examples of substances that may interfere with reproductive health and egg development. This part of the book is important because it broadens the fertility conversation beyond internal biology to the surrounding environment. Rather than presenting toxins as an abstract danger, the book focuses on common sources that many readers encounter through food packaging, household items, and personal care products. The argument is not that every exposure causes immediate harm, but that cumulative exposure may create avoidable stress on reproductive systems already under strain. That distinction keeps the guidance practical instead of alarmist. Readers are encouraged to reduce unnecessary contact with known problem chemicals while focusing energy on higher impact changes. This makes the environmental section useful for people who want an evidence-based way to prioritize behavior. It also helps explain why the book includes household and consumer product advice alongside medical and nutritional recommendations. Fourthly, supplement strategies are organized around specific fertility situations. The book stands out for turning supplement advice into a structured decision framework rather than a generic list. It covers prenatal vitamins, CoQ10, melatonin, myo-inositol, DHEA, and other options. But the key point is that their use depends on the reader's fertility situation. Fett distinguishes among different needs, such as PCOS, diminished ovarian reserve, IVF preparation, and recurrent miscarriage. And this makes the book more clinically useful than advice that assumes all readers share the same diagnosis or age profile. The basic, intermediate, and advanced plans are especially notable because they translate science into staged action. Instead of asking readers to adopt everything at once, the book helps them choose a level of intervention appropriate to their circumstances. That structure also reflects a broader principle in fertility care: more is not always better, and some supplements may be unhelpful or even inappropriate in certain cases. By separating likely benefit from possible excess, the book gives readers a more disciplined way to approach self-directed fertility support. It is a nutrition guide, but it behaves more like a decision tool. FET recommends a Mediterranean-style eating pattern, regular physical activity, and stress management as part of an overall egg quality strategy. These recommendations are not presented as vague wellness advice. They are tied to the same logic of reducing oxidative stress and supporting healthy cellular function. The book also emphasizes that meaningful change takes time, which is why preparation should begin at least 3 months before conception or fertility treatment. That time frame is important because it aligns with the biological development of eggs and reinforces the book's message that fertility preparation is a process rather than a last-minute fix. The inclusion of sperm health also broadens the reader's perspective, reminding couples that reproductive outcomes are influenced by both partners. This section makes the book especially practical because it shows how to convert scientific findings into a realistic routine. Rather than promising quick results, it offers a timeline and a method. That realism is one reason the book remains influential among readers who want actionable guidance grounded in biology. In conclusion, It Starts with the Egg is best suited for readers who want a science-based fertility guide that goes beyond general wellness advice. Women trying to conceive naturally, people preparing for IVF, readers coping with recurrent miscarriage, and those facing diagnoses such as PCOS or diminished ovarian reserve are the clearest audience for the book. It is also useful for partners and anyone who wants to understand why egg quality matters biologically, not just statistically. Its main benefit is that it organizes a confusing subject into an actionable framework: what may affect egg health, which interventions have the strongest rationale, and how long changes may take to matter. Compared with many fertility books, it stands out for its emphasis on mechanism, especially mitochondrial function, environmental exposures, and targeted supplementation. It is also more practical than books that stay at the level of reassurance, because it offers staged plans and specific priorities. The third edition strengthens that position by reflecting newer research and broader fertility concerns. For readers who want clarity, structure, and evidence rather than vague hope, it is one of the more distinctive books in its category. If you would like to support Rebecca Fett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.